We are talking about we are not allowed to worry. Amen. We are not allowed to worry. Amen. Can we say it together?
We are not allowed to worry.
One more time.
We are not allowed to worry.
Amen. We are not allowed to worry. Amen. Thank you. You may be seated. Amen. We are not allowed to worry. We are not allowed to worry. Amen. I cannot think of a more meaningless activity than worrying. And it is that which takes our life away. And it allows us to, or rather keeps us from enjoying life as God's people. And we need to understand that worry is something that is just is unauthorized by God. Worry is something that is unapproved by God. Amen. Worry is something that is just simply not allowed. And the aim of our sermon this morning is for us to have a happy new year. For us to have a happy new year. When I think about that word worry, I think about the etymology of the word. I think about, as you do a word study on it, what you find out is that the word means to strangle. It means to constrict. Worry. Worry strangles the life out of something. It constricts it and prohibits it from flourishing. Worry is a life taker. And this year, if you want to enjoy life, you're going to have to conquer worry. Worry can make you sad. Worry can even lead to depression. When I think about sadness, when I think about depression, I think about the fact that someone has said that there's a difference between worry, there's a difference between sadness and depression. Because some people are sad while others are depressed. Sadness is when everything matters, but depression is when nothing matters. Sadness is when you want to fix and everything gets on your nerve, but when you get to the stage of depression, then nothing matters. I don't even care to keep going. And it's all because of the root being that of worry. Worry is a word that is should not, it is something that should not be allowed to enter into the Christian life simply because of who the God is that we serve. Are you worried about something? Amen. Is there anything that's taken the life out of your life and the enjoyment out of your life as we think about this year going through it? Amen. Do you look forward to a happy year? You must ask yourself, what can I do to have a happy year? And what you have to do is recognize that we are not allowed to worry as Christians. Amen. Jesus here in his sermon that goes from chapter 5 all the way through chapter 7 we're listening in the middle of Jesus' sermon. And in the middle of his sermon, he, in this chapter, talks to them about the man. He talks to them about the money. He talks to them about materialism. He talks to them about man, that as citizens of the kingdom, because we know that he is the king, Matthew presents him. Out of all four gospel writers, Matthew presents Jesus with him being most Jewish himself as the king, as the one that the Jews had been waiting for, looking for. They were waiting on the Messiah. They were waiting on the Christ. And Jesus is the king. His kingdom is in our hearts. And we are all kingdom citizens. And what he teaches his citizens is that they are not allowed to worry. And being kingdom citizens, there's a way we do things when it comes to man, money, and materialism. When it comes to man, we don't do things to be seen of men. Amen. He talked to them about man and about when you give your alms, don't do it to be seen by people. And when you pray, then don't pray to be heard of men, to put on a show. He's concerned about this paying and praying. And as his citizens, we should not be motivated by man. Amen. This year we want to please the Almighty God. Then he talked to them about money. He talked to them about the fact that in verse 19 says, lay not up for yourselves treasure on earth, but lay up for yourselves treasure in heaven. Amen. He says that money talks. In verse 21, he says, money will tell me where your heart is, where a man's treasure is. In verse 21, there will his heart be also. Your money tell me how you really feel about me. And money will tell off on us. And he says, but lay up for yourselves treasure in heaven. Amen. Where thieves don't break through and steal, and moth does not corrupt. Lay up for yourselves treasure in heaven. Did you know you could put treasure in heaven? And then he goes on to talk to them about materialism. In verse 25, he talks about the fact that he says that when you think about worrying, take no thought about what you shall eat and what you shall drink or what you shall wear. Amen. He says, he makes an interesting statement. He says, amen. He says, is not life worth more than meat? And is not the body worth more than raiment? Amen. Have you ever thought about that? Life is worth more than eat what you eat. The food you eat is not more important than you. Amen. Some people live to eat and others eat to live. And we got to understand that he says that if you never thought about it, but you are more important than what you're eating. Amen. He said you're worrying about that which is less than you. You are more important. Life is more than meat, or life is more important than meat. And he says that the body is more important than the clothes you put on it. Many of us are concerned about our shirts being starched and our clothes being cleaned, and there's nothing wrong with that, but it says that the body is more important than the clothes. Amen. Most people worry about what they put on more than they worry about what they put in their bodies. They'll eat anything, good or bad for them. They'll smoke the body. They'll get it all fogged up with smoke. They'll go out and drink the body till it will stagger. We batter. We beat our bodies. Amen. Amen. We torture our bodies. Amen. Do all kind of mean things. We're cruel to the body. Amen. But yet we go put nice clothes on it. And we keep our clothes clean and we hang them up and spend money. But it says that the body is more important than the raiment. Amen. Amen. The body is more important than the raiment is. That's something that we have to focus on. And he tells us in verse 28 that we ought to consider the lilies. Amen. Understand the flowers. He talked about how he takes care of the birds. Amen. He says, I take care of the birds, but I also take care of the lilies. I take care of the fowl. Amen. The fowl does not work. It does not do anything. And I take care of it, and I take care of the lilies. Amen. And you weren't about putting clothes on your body. Have you noticed how well a lily looks? Have you noticed my flowers? Amen. How you notice how I feed the birds and how I take care of the flowers? And are you not worth more than they are? And he says that this is something. He says Solomon in all of his glory has not been arrayed like one of them. Amen. Solomon in all of his glory has not been arrayed. Amen. And all the money that Solomon had, there's no comparison to how Solomon put clothes on his body and how I have taken care of the lilies of the field. Amen. And he goes on to let them know in verse 31 about how important it is not to worry about what you wear and not worry about what you eat and what you drink and what you wear. Amen. He says that don't even worry about those things. Amen. He says, for all these things in verse number 32, he says, all these things do the Gentiles seek. Amen. Now, worry is something that is simply not allowed. He says, your heavenly Father knows what things you have need of. He knows that you have you need all these things. And that means that he meets our needs. He's our heavenly Father. And just like an earthly father meet our needs, don't you think our heavenly Father would meet our needs? Amen. 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 That's the security that we have in him. But then there is criteria. And criteria are necessary if you're going to really understand something, if you're going to meet the qualifications of something. What does he say? He says, Your heavenly Father knows what things you have need of before you ask. But he tells them, but what your job is to seek first the kingdom. Amen. And his righteousness and all these things will be added. You can get them, but you have a part to play. You have a part to play. And then that is, number one, is priority. You got to make God priority this year. God will take care of you if you put him first. If you put him first. He says, he didn't say seek ye second. He said, now, the Gentiles are trying to take care of themselves. They're seeking all these things that the Gentiles seek, but you're not a Gentile. Well, what do you seek? I seek to put God number one. Is God number one in your life? Or is he number two? Amen. Where does God fall in line in your life? He says, seek ye first the kingdom of God. God ought to be priority. And when you seek God, what are you going to do? You're going to seek to please him. You are going to seek his righteousness. Amen. Amen. Now, Jesus had talked to them about this thing called righteousness. All the way through his sermon, thematically, this has flowed through the sermon. Righteousness. Accept your righteousness. Matthew 5:20. Exceed the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees. You shall in no case enter. You shall in no wise enter into the kingdom of heaven. Amen. Unrighteous acts about trying to pray and you think you're doing God's will and you're giving, but you're doing it to be seen of men. And you're praying and you're even doing that to be seen of men. You pray out in the open where everybody can brag on the fact that you prayed. The Pharisees and the scribes will make sure that people saw them when they were praying. They will stop, amen, wherever they are at a certain time of the day. If it's 12 noon, they will stop and pray and look so holy to the world. And they will just, say, these are, men are so holy. He said, well, you already got paid when they saw you. Amen. 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 He said, when you pray, don't pray to be seen of men. Amen. That's not right. That's not righteous. God says, I want you to have some righteous acts. If your acts are going to be righteous, then you cannot be giving because you want for people to know how much you gave, and you cannot be praying for people to see how you pray. He says that what I want you to do is, I want you to go in your secret closet and pray to your Heavenly Father in secret, and He'll reward you openly. You do what you do behind the scenes, and then people will just notice that you're just blessed. And it's what you do behind the scenes. God says, you're not doing it to be seen of men because that's an unrighteous act. But He says that what I want you all to do in my sermon is I want everybody in here to do things in a way that is right in God's sight. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and do it His way, not your way, not unrighteously, not to be seen of men, not to get the praise of men, but do what you do because you love me. Seek first the kingdom of God. Amen. He's our king and we are in His kingdom. And this year I'm going to make God first. Amen. Amen. I'm not going to tell Him. I'm going to get to Him later. I'm not going to put God off. Amen. I'm going to make God priority. Amen. When you make God priority, He takes care of everything else. Everything else will be added unto you. Amen. Everything, your Heavenly Father knows that you have need of these things. Why should you worry since He already knows what you need? And He's a Heavenly Father and He has all power. So why are you worried? Why are you worried? Why don't you put me first? Oh, you can't put me first because you're worried about taking care of this. Oh, I got to do this, Lord. Oh, I'm gonna do this, Lord. Lord, I'm gonna get to you next year. 2020 is gonna be your year, Lord. No, God said by then I could have made you a millionaire. I could have made you a millionaire. Not that that's your motive, but God says, look, guys, you don't worry about taking care of yourself. Money and materialism are not priorities in you all's life. That's not your priority. That's just the stuff that you need to live or to get you to meet your day-to-day needs. You don't live for this stuff. You don't live to make a living. God says you live to praise me. You live to worship me. And to do the right thing for the right reason. And is seeking His righteousness. I'm righteous in God's eyes. And when I'm righteous in God's eyes, He says, you know what? You'll look around and you'll be blessed. I'm just wondering how many people right now are not getting blessed because they are putting God second. They're not putting Him first. God is God, I get to you. Next, when I get through this, you're next, Lord. God, it says, I want you to make me, I guarantee you that you cannot put God first and come in last. It won't happen. I challenge you, put God first in your family. In your relationship, put God first in your giving, put God first in your living, and I guarantee you, you're going to find out that you're going to end up blessed. And I challenge you on that. Standing on the word of Almighty God. Amen. I'm going to make sure that I'm serving Him and I'm obeying Him. and I'm doing what he says is not about people. Amen. Amen. You don't live to make money. You don't live to buy clothes. You don't live to pay rent. You don't live to buy cars. You don't live to buy houses. Y'all got it mixed up. That's not why you live. This stuff just takes care of you while you're down there. You live for a higher reason. The higher reason you live for is to praise me and to seek my kingdom, because you are kingdom citizens. You are children of the Most High God. You are just down there on earth, but your daddy, your real daddy, is in heaven. I use your biological father to bring you into the world. Don't even get hooked on people. Don't get hooked on daddies and mamas. They all have their place, and they're all needed, and I want them to be there. I want, that's part of my way of taking care of you. But don't look beyond that and realize that you have a heavenly father, and that is the one that you're really pleasing, and he is the one that you really should be serving. Your kids ought to know you serve the Lord. Your husband ought to know you serve your Lord. Your wife ought to know you. The folk at work ought to know that you serve the Lord. It doesn't mean that you are a perfect individual. It just means that you are a forgiven individual. And you serve the Lord. And he says, what will happen is, when I come first, you're going to be in for a big surprise. Because you're going to look around and you're going to find out all those things that you needed were added. I can't explain to you how he does it, because he does it without you even understanding how he does it. But he's so good, until he says, when you put me first and trust me, then you look around, and the next thing you know, you're blessed. You're blessed. You're blessed. You're blessed. And he says that, so what are you worried about? What are you worried about? Amen. Is buying clothes and looking pretty and driving a nice shiny car and having some shiny shoes on and having all that stuff, is that your goal in life? That's not the stuff that you're supposed to be. That's not the end. That's just a means to an end. Your purpose ain't clothes. You didn't come here to make sure my goal ain't just to pay the car note. That ain't why I live. That's not why I live. I got a higher purpose than that. This stuff I'm wearing and stuff like that's just part of the stuff I need to. Amen. That's. And he says, these folk, the Gentiles, are hung up on the clothes, and they're hung up on getting something to eat. And for them, that's where it stops. But you use that stuff. For them, that's their goal. But for you, nah, that's not your goal at all. I mean, that doesn't do anything spiritually. It's just some material things. So now what does he say? He says that what I want you to do is I want you to seek me first. And I dare you to do it. I dare you to say, look, you know, I want to know the word of God. I'm going to get me a Bible. And I'm going to get one. I'm going to get one that I can understand. I'll let the Lord lead me. And I'm going to study the word. I'm going to read it to my children. That's going to be there. When I'm going to get them before they lay down at night. I'm going to secure my family. I'm going to seek first the kingdom and his righteousness. I'm going to build godly goals into my home, into my children, into my wife, into my husband. And we're going to be godly people. And we're not driven by obtaining stuff. That's not our goal. Amen. Amen. Our goal ain't to get stuff. We are here to set a righteous standard, to live righteous and holy lives. Well, he says, here's what's going to happen. And he says, because I ain't got to the sermon yet. He said, seek first the kingdom. The kingdom. I'm a kingdom citizen. He's the king, and he has a kingdom. And Jesus is up here preaching. He said, now, guys, y'all got y'all priorities straight. Get your priorities straight. Get everybody get their priority. Kids, everybody know we serve. And then he says, seek first the kingdom of God. That's where the king rules, doesn't he? A king rules. A king rules in a kingdom, right? Yeah. Amen. And there's only one king in a kingdom. And everybody, and he says, seek ye first the kingdom, and all these things shall be added unto you. What does that mean? That all these things shall be added. That means that God is in control. Amen. The world is not. God is in control of what you get. He says, seek first the kingdom and his righteousness, and all of these things shall be added unto you. God is in control. And I want to challenge you this year to put a smile on your face, to keep these words in your mouth. God is in control. Don't fool yourself in thinking that the world is in control. God can overrule what the world does, and you end up blessed anyway. The world can't stop you from getting blessed. The world does not determine you being blessed or not. The world does not determine your destiny. The world does not determine these things. I'm going to let you in on a little secret. God does. God determines how far you get. God determines whether you succeed or fail. God determines how far you go. The world doesn't determine that. The world and all of his clothes and stuff and all that stuff is beneath you. You don't serve that stuff. That's material stuff. That ain't the stuff that I serve. Amen. That stuff I use. Amen. I'm not here to worship stuff. I'm not here to pay the city of Austin. That's just stuff I use while I'm here. I use that stuff. I don't worship it. That's not my goal. My goal is a godly goal. Amen.